Thrill Me.
This show is part of the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Experience more on Facebook and YouTube.
Let's get rocking!
It's time for the Metal Groove.
We're fighters for truth, justice, and the American way.
A podcast dedicated to music.
Party on, dude!
Extreme close up!
Here's your metal host.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Tombstone Josh.
I'm your Huckleberry.
What is up, everyone, and welcome into a brand new episode of the Metal Groove Podcast, your one-stop shop for my nonsense and hard rock and music, man. Thank you guys so much for joining. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Shout out to Mr. Wonderful, as always, for that amazing intro. Man, that thing never gets old to me. I hope you guys dig it as much as I do. On the show today, we just had an awesome, spooktacular event over at the Thrill Me Podcast YouTube. Make sure you come over, watch all of our videos. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe over there as well. And join us for all of those cool, spooky things happening. The guys over at Haunters put on a hell of a party as usual. My brother, Mr. Review at Rob, had an awesome show. Mr. Wonderful had an awesome show. All things awesome. You want to be a part of this, I can promise you right now. Get in early. You know, check out our Patreon, check out our Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, everything. Please come on, hang out with us, man. So much good stuff happening. I'm so proud to be a part of this group. But anyways, what I'm doing for this show today is I'm going to be doing the audio version of my show from this past weekend. It's going to be the back half of this. We're also going to talk some news and notes. It's a little bit off the track for me to talk this little bit of news, but I think my brother knows where I'm going with this one, and it's going to be the perfect tie-in for the one song I'm playing this week. And, you know, hey, a little bit of wrestling news. Bray Wyatt is back. The Fiend. Freaking, I'm a giant fan of that character. So super stoked that he's back. Interested to see where it's going, man. It's like, I was holding on by a thread watching it with my brother and trying to pay attention to it, man. But they were losing me because my dude was gone. But he's officially back. Probably one of the greatest returns I've seen in a long time. I've watched the thing a million times over and over and over again. So much fun. Got to dig the spookiness of it. But yeah, Mr. Bray Wyatt is back. Good times are going to be had. And before we dive into the news segment for this week, I just want to play that song by Code Orange. You know what song I'm talking about. Right now, I'm going to let you in to this tasty little jam. We'll be right back.
Flies, it is love, tasting freedom.
I'm really sorry for what I did. I'm really sorry for what I did. I'm really sorry for what I did. All of you forgive me.
Welcome back into the show, everybody. I went and searched on some sites to find some news that I thought was pretty interesting, and I wanted to share those with you guys right now. First one we're going to kick off with is a personal favorite, a band that I'm a big fan of. I did a show about them a couple weeks ago, top 10. Or no, not top 10. I ranked their albums in order, but that band is Guns N' Roses. If you want to check that list and that order out, go check out that episode if you don't mind. Let me know what your thoughts are. But Guns N' Roses, they just shared a brand new music video, which if you've been a fan of them for a long time, you know that they did the You Could Be Mine song for the Terminator 2 soundtrack, and there was a music video that was mixed in with a live performance. So they actually shared that live performance as a music video that they put out. They're getting ready to drop a Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 box set. And it's pretty much an ultimate box set, man. It's for the band's 1991 multi-platinum releases of Use Your Illusion 1, Use Your Illusion 2, and that is set to release on November 11th. The Super Deluxes feature a total of 97 tracks, 63 are previously unreleased. It will be available in multiple configurations, including a 7-CD, a Blu-ray, a Super Deluxe 12-EP Blu-ray, 2-CD Deluxe Editions, and a lot more. Guns N' Roses' highly anticipated third and fourth studio albums were originally released simultaneously on September 17, 1991, with the massive success of Lies and Appetite for Destruction. The band had the daunting task to follow up album. Not only did the band deliver, they surprised the world by releasing not one, but two full-length albums. Good stuff, man. I can't wait to see when that comes out. I probably won't buy it because they are very, very pricey. The Appetite for Destruction one was awesome that I did not get. Pretty much because of the price. But I do enjoy me some Guns N' Roses. I just, The cool thing, though, is that the Appetite for Destruction one was put on Amazon. So I'm able to listen to the tracks. I just don't have all the stuff. So I'm sure this one will be on there as well. And I'll definitely be checking it out, man. You know what I wish they would do? Is I wish they would re-release the Oh My God song, but with the Chinese Democracy lineup, how they used to perform it live. That would be killer, I think. But anyways, moving on through the list, talking about bands that I love. We just got a brand new song from another band I love called Steel Panther. The name is a trip, of course. The lyrics are absolutely silly, but let me tell you what, man. This is one of those songs I feel like is one of their best works they've had in a little while, man. So every couple years they drop an album. Satchel is a mastermind when it comes to writing, so he kicks these things out pretty well. But I'm telling you, the riff and the hook for this song is very, very good. Very, very tasty. And the guitar solo is awesome, of course. But yeah, the song is a banger, man. I'm not going to play it on the song because it's on the show. Maybe next week. But Steel Panther has announced their first new record in 4 years, On the Prowl, and is now streaming their debut single, Never Too Late, and then in parentheses, To Get Some Pussy Tonight. If you ever heard anything by Steel Panther or even vaguely aware of their existence, none of these titles and lyrics should be surprising. Now go have some heavy metal fun and check out the song and video. They're an absolute public service announcement. People have been asking Steel Panther for advice on life, love, and the pursuit of happiness for decades, says their drummer. It's never too late as a reminder to never give up, follow your heart, realize your dreams, overcome your challenges, navigate the rush areas, reach for the stars, and all those other cliche mumbo jumbo to get out there and bag the girl that you want. So you get that kind of funny, sweet, motivational talk on top, and then you get that funny jab there at the end. So good times as always. Their album On the Prowl will be out February 24th. All perfectly for one of those for those Valentine's dates and presents that you guys need to line up, because there's nothing more romantic than some Steel Panther music. I can attest to that. Let's see, moving on here through the list. Okay, so this is some cool news to me because, well, it's probably more cool to my brother because he's a big fan of both of these bands. The band we're going to be talking about up front first made it onto the list that we're going to be sharing a little bit later today. But let's dive in right here because I think it's going to be an interesting topic to follow and to talk about. Rob Zombie brings back original guitarist Mike Riggs. John 5 status unclear. Rob Zombie was joined on stage by the original guitarist Mike Riggs for his Aftershock Festival set, telling the crowd Briggs had returned after a 20-year absence. Zombie didn't say anything else about if Rig was a permanent member of the band or where John 5 is, though I'm sure there will be a statement incoming if Zombie's band has undergone a change of that magnitude. So that's the first interesting part. The second interesting part that I saw to this was the rumors out there that John 5 could be taking the place of Mick Mars when Motley Crue wants to, you know, go out on tour. Awesome. Perfect fit. I mean, I feel like John 5 is one of those guys that can play anything and kind of pay the proper respect to it. I know he's a fan of Mick Mars' work. I mean, as anybody that plays guitar should be anyways. But I do believe that John 5 would be an awesome, awesome fit with Motley Crue on tour. He could definitely hang with them. Motley Crue's still killing it. It's just you got to kind of feel bad when you see Mick up there. He's still playing amazingly, but he just looks like he's struggling. You know, and we don't want him to struggle. I mean, maybe he's tired of it too, you know. So I mean, that's just a rumor that's out there. Maybe it won't happen. Maybe Mick will still be a part of it. Maybe they have an album they're going to do. I don't know. Everything is just rumor and speculation, as they like to say. Speculation and innuendo. To see what happens there, man. So, yeah, if John 5 joins Motley Crue, that would be awesome. If they did an album together, that would be even better, though. Speaking of new albums, Queen of the Stone Age have been very, very quiet over the last few years. The band released Villains in 2017, did a tour in 2018, and then they played a one-off show in 2020. Frontman Josh Homme recently surfaced after he revealed that working on Nikki Lane's recent album saved his life, as well as playing both Taylor Hawkins tribute shows with Them Crooked Vultures. So what's the deal with Queens of the Stone Age? According to Homme, bandmate and Eagles of Death Metal frontman Jess Hughes, they recently just recorded a brand new album, and a quick quote from a video on Hughes' Instagram. He tells a fan, "We're recording a new record. Queens just did one, and now we're going to do one of our own." So yes, there's new Queens of the Stone Age coming. Who knows what the band looks like these days or what the new material will sound like 5 years out from Villains. But I guess we'll find out soon enough. In the meantime, you can check out a handful of the vinyl reissues of the band online. It's worth noting that Eagles of Death Metal will also be the band's first since 2015. So that's awesome, man. Good for them. Like I always say, we can never get enough hard rock in the world. Okay, last bit of news I have here. Fun one from the pop punk circuits. There's a report. Hey, man. Might be some stuff brewing. Tom DeLonge is back in Blink-182. Band is planning an area tour. Okay, anybody that knows me has listened to the show, you know I'm a fan of Travis Barker. I'm not going to say Blink-182 is one of my favorite bands, but I do enjoy a lot of their songs. So yeah, that's good stuff. Tom DeLonge is reportedly back in the band. According to Troy Hansen, Cumulus Media's vice president of corporate programming and rock formats, DeLonge has officially rejoined Blink-182, and the band is planning a North America arena tour. Tom DeLonge has rejoined Blink-182, and they are coming to the United Center, Hansen stated. The United Center is the sports and entertainment arena in Chicago. If the band's confirmed to play the United Center, the show is most likely part of a full-scale North America arena tour. Blink-182 parted ways with DeLonge back in January 2015. Unsurprisingly, there were conflicting reports about the situation unfolded. The band recruited Alkaline Trio frontman Matt Skiba to fill DeLonge's departure, which he did a great job. I think Matt did a good job. You know, they didn't really skip a beat. They sounded awesome. The songs were still fine, but you know, you kind of need that element of Tom in the band. And who knows, maybe this Matt guy here will still be a part of what they got going on. We're all set to play this festival and record a new album, and Tom kept putting it off without reason, the band said in a statement at the time. A week before we were scheduled to go into the studio, we got an email from his manager explaining that he didn't want to participate in any Blink-182 projects indefinitely, but would rather work on his own non-musical endeavors. No hard feelings, but the show must go on for our fans. To all the fans, I never quit the band, DeLonge said on his social media. At the time, I was actually on a phone call about a Blink-182 event for New York City at the time, and these weird press releases started coming in. Apparently, those releases were sanctioned from the band. Are we dysfunctional? Yes, but Jesus. At the time, neither Blink-182 or Tom had commented on the situation. Bassist and vocalist Mark Koppus completed a tough battle with cancer last September before he started his chemotherapy treatment. He had a visit with Blink-182 teammate Travis Barker and DeLonge. It was the first time all three of us were in the same room, like for 5 years, Hoppus told Billboard back in August. It's actually better than it used to be. There was no agenda. There are no lingering grudges. It just felt back to what it should be, three friends sitting in a room. So that's cool that they've buried the hatchet and they're going to be coming together, going to do a tour. That's really cool. Like I said, I'm a fan of them. Look forward to seeing what they do. All right, last bit of news here. Some news that I think is pretty freaking hilarious considering the two topics of the article and who is calling the other one a little bit crazy. But listen to this headline. Ozzy Osbourne talks smack about Van Halen's David Lee Roth. He's lost a couple of nuts and bolts. Now, who in the world is Ozzy to tell somebody that somebody else has lost a few nuts and bolts? You know, maybe Ozzy was not put together with all of his nuts and bolts, but I'm pretty sure he's lost a bunch of his own along the ways. But the article goes on to say, back in late 1978, Black Sabbath toured with Van Halen as part of the European leg of their Never Say Die tour. And reflecting on some past memories via a recent interview with Revolver, Ozzy Osbourne shares some positive words regarding the late Eddie Van Halen, but has some not so nice things to say about Van Halen vocalist David Lee Roth. Reflecting on the late Eddie Van Halen and sharing how he feels about David Lee Roth, he goes on to say, Eddie was such a great guy. They came to our local pub. It was a lot of good fun. But David Lee Roth, he lost a couple of nuts and bolts. When you meet him, it's like, what's wrong with him? That's so funny to me that something like that is coming from Ozzy, thinking about how much of a nut job that he seems to be. Ozzy goes on to say, it just seems like he's somewhere else, you know? Which I guess Ozzy does seem like one of those kind of people that's living in the moment, maybe on his own planet, but in that moment, he's there. On another planet, but he's there. We are not sure what the context would be regarding why Ozzy feels this way about David. What could David have done for Osbourne to have such an opinion of him? In that same interview, though, Ozzy speaks on the late Randy Rhoads and how he bumped heads with Eddie pertaining to the two guitarists. Ozzy says they were arch enemies. Randy didn't have a lot to say about Eddie. Ozzy mentioned the two in other interviews recently sharing, I heard recently that Eddie said he taught Randy all of his licks. To be honest, Randy didn't have a nice thing to say about Eddie. Maybe they had falling out or whatever, but they were rivals. So that's interesting and then kind of funny article in my mind. But yeah, Ozzy Osbourne, David Lee Roth feud. Didn't know we had that one going on. We also still have the Sebastian Bach and Ronnie Radke one out there brewing. Kind of funny. But yeah, that was a little bit of fun news I wanted to share with you guys. So I'm going to take a pause for the cause right now. And then whenever we get back, we're going to be talking top 10 rock and metal songs that I've heard in horror movies. Like I said, it's a special edition of the episode that I played over the weekend for our spooktacular event, Thrill Me Podcast Network's YouTube channel. Go over there and make sure you like and subscribe that. So it's going to sound like I'm reintroducing the show, but it's all just that clip from that show. But it's a fun list, man. A lot of good songs. So stick around, check it out. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Rob. You may know me from the Diznoids podcast, but guess what? I've got my own show now, too. Join me each week as I discuss the latest news, trailers, and upcoming releases in the movie realm. And, you know, of course, do my review a thing. You can find the show on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Facebook, Twitter, or anywhere else you listen to your podcast. Just search Review It Rob. Check you soon.
What's up, everybody? Welcome into a brand new special edition episode of the Metal Groove Podcast. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with me. You are tuned in to the Thrill Me Podcast Network. Welcome. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button. Special event happening this weekend, Spooktacular 4, Thrill Me to Death. Gotta love that name, man. Gotta love that name. Well, we have a special event going on right now. Brand new special edition episodes by every single one of our podcasts. Make sure you check all of those out. I also have some live streams going on. We have some giveaways happening. So many fun things going on. So please make sure you stick around. Like I said, hit that like and subscribe button. Hang out with us here. Stay tuned for all the awesome stuff coming down the road. But on today's show, special edition, you know what I like to do? I like to talk rock songs. And today I'm giving you my top 10 rock songs that I've heard in horror movies. Got a couple honorable mentions for you up front first. So before we dive into the list, let's get to those. First one up, People Are Strange by The Doors from an awesome classic movie called Lost Boys. Good stuff all the way around. The second one is Don't Fear the Reaper. I specifically love this one because of the use of it. It's playing on the radio while the girls are driving around from Halloween 1. I saw them playing on the radio while the girls are driving around. They're being stalked by Michael Myers, so Don't Fear the Reaper. I just love the tie-in there. I feel like it's good stuff. And then the next, I have two songs from a franchise, Scream. So when you think Scream, you think Creed's what if, so you think that one. But also, a little song called Youth of a Nation. Not that one, not POD's, but for Bird Brain. They have a really good song called that as well. Check all those out. And if I ever miss any songs, like I always say, please throw them in the comments. Let me know what rock songs you love from horror movies as well. Because I sure I missed a bunch. But I can tell you, these 10 that I found are so good. We're going to kick the list off with an awesome one. Just a really awesome one from an 80s movie called Return of the Living Dead. 45 Grave with a song called Party Time. Check it out. Gotta love all that 80s cheesiness, man. Just between the music video, the movie itself, good, good stuff. I love it. Moving on through the list, coming in at number 9 is Seven Dust with a song called Breathe from the movie Strange Land, Dee Snider's movie. You remember that one? You remember that one? Well, here's the song from it. Check it out. Alright, here we go. Coming in at number 8 is another absolutely powerful song from an awesome band called Slayer. The movie is Dracula 2000. The song is called Bloodline. Let's go. All right, coming in at number 7 is a band called Motorhead. You can't get more metal than Motorhead, right? Anyways, the song is called Hellraiser. It's from the Hellraiser franchise. Good stuff all the way around. Love that music video. I mean, hey, Lemmy's a freaking legend. Here it is. Hellraiser! Coming in at number 6 is an absolutely awesome song from back in the 80s as well. The only problem is the movie kind of stinks in my opinion. Hey, if you didn't want controversy, you shouldn't have invited the king. But anyways, the song we are talking about is Killer Clowns from Outer Space by this awesome band called The Dickies. Such a good time. It's clowns, man. Clowns are That was a close one. I feel like them clowns were trying to get some revenge on me for ranking their movie so low. But hey, that's just my opinion. Anyways, moving on through the list. Coming in at number 5, it's a little band called Pantera. Maybe you've heard of them. The song is Cemetery Gates, the movie. Tales from the Crypt, Demon Night. Check it out. All right, here we are. Coming in at number 4 is a song that was brought to my attention by a lot of my friends who are horror movie enthusiasts. They're like, man, you gotta have this one on the list. Here's my only problem with the song. Great, great song. Not particularly a big fan of the band, but hey, I'm gonna give credit where credit is due. The name of the song is Dream Warriors. The name of the movie, Nightmare on Elm Street 3, Dream Warriors. Awesome music video. Probably Dawkins' best song, in my opinion. Here it is. All right, here we are at number three, and this is where my bias is going to come in just a little bit. The song is not in the movie itself. It's played during the credits, but I tell you what, as soon as the credits hit and this song started, I was hooked. I was like, who is this band? What is this song? I need to dive into their whole catalog right now. The name of the band is Skullfist, right there on the wall. Their lead singer, Zach, was actually on the show. Completely awesome guy. The name of the movie is Deathgasm. Fantastic, funny, gory, B-grade horror movie. You have to check it out. Here's the song, Bad for Good. Absolute banger. Can you guys hear that? Yep, I can hear the hate coming in for this pick already. Don't know why this guy gets so much hate. I personally dig his music and his movies. And the reason I picked this one at number two is because the song fits the movie. It fits this scene just perfectly. The song I'm talking about, Living Dead Girl. The movie, Bride of Chucky. The artist, Rob Zombie. Don't know why he gets so much hate. I think he's awesome. This scene, the opening where she finds them, she's stitching them back together while the song playing. Just awesome, man. Check it out. All right, we've made it to the top of the list. I thought I would bring in my special guest for this pick. You guessed it. This was the clown that tried to get me a little bit earlier. It's my daughter, Amelia, and she's going to let us know what is coming in at
number one.
We got our shirts. We're rocking our shirts because at number one, from the movie Friday the 13th, Part 6, Jason Lives. Not that song. Nope, not that Alice Cooper song. I know you're thinking I'm Back by Alice Cooper. No, we're not talking about that song. We are talking about Teenage Frankenstein. The song is absolutely awesome. The music video is awesome. Here it is, number one. And that's a wrap. That was my top 10 rock songs from a horror movie. Thank you guys so much for checking it out. Please let me know what songs I missed. Throw them in those comments down below. I feel like I had to go with Jason at number one. I mean, come on. He's probably my favorite horror movie icon of all time. He's just absolutely killer. Pun intended. While you guys are down there in the comments, why don't you go ahead and let me know who your favorite horror movie icon is as well. But thank you guys so much. This was Spooktacular 4 Thrill Me to Death right here on the Thrill Me Podcast Network. So much fun. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe if you haven't already. Check out all of the awesome shows we have going on. That's the Review at Rob Show, Haunters Podcast, Improper Guidance, the Mr. Wonderful Show, as well as this one, the Metal Groove Podcast. Man, such a blast. Fun doing this special edition. Look forward to doing all the future ones as well. And until next time, stay metal.